بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. A bride is groomed up for her marriage and according to the person's means they will groom the bride. Whatever has to be done, type of cream, type of diet, type of clothing. So in some communities they take a lot of effort, sometimes up to a year, they will try and groom the bride for that special occasion. And also in communities where there is no immodesty and immorality, where they are meeting each other all the time, there is no need to groom. Now there is need to broom all the dirt that they are soaking in, they broom it out. But where there is total modesty, no meeting, no talking, no SMSing, no WhatsApping, nothing, no Skyping, right? So there is total purity. When there is total purity now, so it's going to be the first encounter with the strange person. So both are very, very anxious, very excited for that special occasion. And more so is the girl compared to the boy. She's very anxious. What's going to happen? The boy mustn't become overconfident that I can call the shots. Some years ago, in India, there wasn't that custom, there wasn't that way where you would see the bride before you get married. Your elders will choose a girl for you. Parents will see, alright, this is the temperament of my child, and this is the type of girl, so both are seeming to be matching, and they will do the matching and they will confirm. So they don't make it a precondition for you to come and see the girl. As it is nowadays, you go for a samosa run, going one place, second place, third place. And after a samosa run, you still can't make up your mind. Because now, it's like you've gone into a mall and you looked at soap, right? So it's such a big variety of soap. You don't know what to choose. You're confused now. This also seems exciting. That one also seems very interesting. And that one also seems very, very interesting. But you're only going to know the goodness of the soap after you've opened it. Before opening it and using it, you're not going to know what's inside. So you don't know what's inside. Until you haven't experimented, you're not going to know what's inside. So in India, that was the custom. So the elders had confirmed a girl for their son. Now, come the wedding day, the son says, you know, until I don't see the girl, I'm not going to say nakah to her. Imagine now the both sides with all the arrangements, the halls, the food, the walima, everything has been arranged, the dress and the clothing and the guests, everybody is coming. And the boy is saying, until I don't see the bride, I'm not going to say nakah to her. They're trying to persuade him, nothing working. He's made up his mind, strong-headed. The girl's father is even more worried. I call all the guests, my mehman came from 1,000 kilometers, 500 kilometers from here, there, everything, all, I arranged for everybody's food, accommodation, everything. Printed the cards, and then for the food, everything has been done. Now this person is turning around. I don't have any face left. They're trying to hide the whole thing from the girl, but the girl got to know, well, this is what's happening. So the girl said to the father, "Don't worry, let him come and look. Let him come and see. Let him come and see." All right. She made dua. She cried to Allah Ta'ala, "This person here, see what he's doing. So Allah Ta'ala, let me appear very good, excellent. But we'll teach him a lesson for the rest of his life." So they allowed him to have a look, and as he saw her, his eyes just popped out. She asked me, "You're interested in me?" Not interested, I'm mad, I'm really mad, insane about you. Absolutely flabbergasted, infatuated. So the girl now says, "But I'm not at all interested in you. Now I can't leave the place. One step, can't leave. She's really helter-skelter, he's gone mad. This is the expectation that I had. Whatever happened, and I build up my hopes, and now at the last moment she breaks my hopes. He's not seeing what he's done. So, but he put him in his place. She put him in his place for good and for her. If this is the man, it was better for him for this marriage not to be confirmed. It was better to break this because he doesn't seem to be a reliable person. From the way he conducted himself, he doesn't seem to show that type of respect, that type of reliability, that type of commitment. He doesn't show it. Had he wanted to see, he could have come long ago and said that, no, I'm making this as a precondition. Right at the last 11th hour, to make this type of a condition, really, that's not on. So she taught him a good lesson. Not at all interested, I don't like you, hate you. He can't leave the place. Just pull out, I don't want to see you. Allah Ta'ala is doing. In the next day, she got a proposal 10 times better than this person here. And this person went off his mind. See, being truthful to your word, made a commitment, then you stand to your commitment, then you don't move away. You kept the person in the lurch, that as though you were to get married to him, though you didn't make a verbal commitment, but you kept the person in limbo, kept him in the lurch. And then right at the 11th hour, then you break the person. That's not the way of Muslims. The kuffar ways, we have imported these things, brought into our culture, you're going to suffer. You're going to bring foreign ways into your ways, obviously you're going to suffer. So, many cultures it happens that when the girl is being groomed, they dress her up, they cream her, do everything. Sometimes up to a year, the type of food, the type of diet. And provided, like I say, there is no immodesty in between. And really, the beauty of that girl is to the extent of her modesty. To the extent of her modesty, you will see beauty. There's two things that make up the girl. One is the modesty, and one is she's cooperating with the husband. Whatever the husband says, whatever the husband wants, she's cooperating. She's cooperating with him, she's cooperating with the family, and she's got that level of modesty, then you got everything. But if she's not cooperating, and she doesn't have that level of modesty, then what are you going to do with the beauty? Main puchta hu, tum is khubsurat se kya karenge? Chatenge kya? You take that beauty, what are you going to do? You keep licking that beauty. What are you going to do? You can't keep that beauty all the time. That beauty has got a limit, and then the novelty wears out. But what adds to the beauty is her cooperation, her modesty, showing respect to the husband. This adds to that beauty of her. But she doesn't show respect, nothing. She feels it's too good. Then the husband loses respect for her. Now, Westernism is teaching you this, that you must just look beautiful. So if you go into a shop, so many cosmetics, to your face, to your shape and everything else, right? For what? You're making up yourself for what? Right? The more you will go deep into Westernism, you will just be self-centered, not even for your husband. The wife will not be for her husband as well. It's for the admiration for the entire world, but the husband. Husband. So you will see now, that's the end of this Westernism. So when she comes to the home, she's like an old hag, dirty pajama, clothing not right, smelling, all that. But the moment she hops out of the home, then she's like a queen. So that beauty, that makeup, and whatever cosmetics was for who? Was for the husband, or for the whole world to spectate. See? So when we move away from Islam, our thinking also gets corroded, goes corrupt. We don't think right. And the closer we come to the Sunnah, we understand that the beauty, the makeup, etc., primarily it was for the husband. My goodness, my good manners, my good speech, the beauty, the smile that I've got on the face, the good words that I use, primarily for the husband. Then after that, then I can use it for others as well. But primarily for the husband. Now they reverse the whole thing, that she'll be like a hag, no attraction, no beauty, no good beautiful words, no reception, no welcome. For the husband nothing. For every other stranger, she'll welcome them, give them a reception, give them some good words, everything for the next person. But for the person that is taking on all her burden, he gets nothing. See? So this is when we move away from Islam. And when we come to Islam, then we know, alright, this is the husband, this is the priority. Give him the respect, give him the welcome, give him the reception, give him everything. And then this good character, then to others as well. So the husband also, he misbehaves. He also is too gracious, and he is generous on other girls. Goes to a shop, if there's a waitress, then he's generous to her. If he's on a plane, then he's generous to that waitress or to that glorified mama, a hostess. What is a hostess? Glorified mama, what else? Mama is working in the kitchen, she's also serving you, she's also just that she looks respectable. But she's doing exactly the same thing. What the mama will do, she's doing the same thing. But the glorified mama, you speak to her so nicely, give her some good words, take her dress, whatever else, you know, all the stupid things. But the one that is dying for you, you don't give her that respect. So you see, when you move away from Islam, then your whole mind goes off. Meanwhile, your child is watching. Abba, but why are you so interested in that girl? You don't show that respect to ma. You show interest to this. See? So our whole mind goes off. Mind goes off. Understanding goes off. What we need to appreciate, we don't appreciate. What we need to show love, we don't show love. What we need to respect, we don't show respect. What we don't need to show love, they will show love. What we don't need to show respect, we will show respect. So, our only anchor, the anchor to safety, is Islam. But Islam is not just Islam in words, like I was saying this morning. It's not just Islam in words. Get that real Islam, understanding of Islam. Then you will get the sweetness. Now, you didn't open the chocolate, how will you know what is the taste? When you'll appreciate the chocolate if you open it. So you're not trying to see Islam from within. You're not trying to taste Islam. Zaqa ta'am al-iman. You didn't try to taste the sweetness of iman. You didn't try to try to get the taste of iman. So you're just looking at Islam from the outer. Right? From the outer, what are you going to get? You see, when a blind man, the students told him to get married. So he said, hey, you know, man, what's the marriage now? Because he led a very modest life, very modest, clean, pure life, so he doesn't know what a woman is. He's already about 25, 30. Young children that he's teaching, they are telling him, Yashi, you know, sir, you must get married. What's the marriage? His mind is so clean, doesn't even think of those things. Let's get married. So anyway, when they kept on harassing him, alright, arrange for me, I'll get married. So he got one apa from wherever they got apa from. He got married. So after that first day, now he comes to the class, hey, you people deceive me. He said, no, it's very tasty. I mean, I licked. No taste I got there. Licking the hand, licking the face, nothing came off. Now the children are trying to explain to him, but it's a different thing. So, but they spoke to him, not in a straight language, you know, in a very discreet language. Said, is any marte? No, it was strike. So he said, marte, strike. So now he took his shoes and hit him. Now the whole town came to the house. What do you mean? You just got married and you're killing this girl. What happened to you? Something, you're mad. Now the third day, they spilled the beans down. This Miadi Sahib is too clean, is too naive. He doesn't even know what to do. He's so clean. Khuda kare ke hum aise ban jaye bhai. May Allah make it that we become so clean. The child is 11, 12, he knows about all these things here. Or they want to make it a subject in school. They don't usually make it a subject, but is you ignorance made it a subject. Dancing, they made it a subject in school. Music, made it a subject. What is supposed to be an ignorant thing, think of ignorance, you know, ignorance, paganism, they made an education. Imagine paganism has been made education. So is that education what they're offering? Music is education, dancing is education, art is education, all that is paganism. There's no substance in it, absolutely no substance in it. But they made an education. Why? Because they needed to keep people backwards. So when they needed to keep people backwards, they made it education. So now, when they spilled the beans and they told him exactly what happens here, now the fourth day when he came to class, he's got a wide smile from one ear to the other ear. So exciting. Now for the 25 years he made somewhere, could you imagine now what emotion he must have let out, right? 25 years of emotions. First time in his life, he ever thought of this thing here, they started to explain the whole thing, how you go about doing it, right? So this is what happened to us. We just saw iman from the cover. We didn't go and taste iman. Zaqa ta'amal iman. Yajidu halawat al-iman. There are some deeds that you will do, you will get the taste of iman. When Hercules asked Abu Sufyan, did you see anybody renege, turn away from Islam after he's entered it? He said, no, we haven't seen anybody. So Hercules says, now Hercules studied all the previous heavenly books, right? He's a king, so information that he will give is going to be very thorough. Because obviously a king is worried about his reputation and name. He can't talk all riff-raff and kind of stupid things. You have to talk of things that are very, very thorough, concrete, right? So he's asking Abu Sufyan, anybody turned away? No. He says, كَذَلِكَ الْإِيمَانِ إِذَا خَالَتَتْ بَشَاشَتُهُ الْقَلْبِ. So this is the effect of iman, the sweetness of iman penetrates the heart. Then that person can't turn. You will turn, but you didn't get the taste of iman. But you got the taste of iman, can you leave it now? When you got the taste of iman, now can you leave it? Like, talk to an Indian, right? He's brought up in spices, right? Spices and achar and whatever else, well, this is brought up like that, right? You know, shaw fil achar. Right? He's brought up like that. He's brought up in achar and spice and all that. So now you tell him, well, leave it out. Can you leave it out? Hey, he says, I better not eat. That's what he'll say. That, hey, all the food that I need to eat, I can't eat that. What's meat then? No, there's absolutely no spice. So how can I live then? So that spice has gone right into your heart. So you're not going to leave it. Like tea, right? Tea, most of us can't leave tea. And the person that is smoking, he can't leave it. Can you leave it? I asked one man, came for itikaf here. Alhamdulillah, he left it. But he said, you're talking about smoking. I used to smoke 80 cigarettes a day. So I said, hey, how this is possible? Because, you know, it's only 24 hours. I'm thinking to myself that you can only smoke perhaps one cigarette in an hour, right? So 12 hours you must discount for sleeping, eating and all that. Only 12 you can smoke. How are you going to smoke? Hey, Musa, you know, you're too backwards, man. When you're in the bath, you're smoking, you're eating, you're smoking, talking, you're smoking, all the time you're smoking. You know? And just to not waste money, you know. So before the one cigarette can get off, you know, we'll light the next one. You don't have to burn the matches. Don't israf. Some fantastic things people tell you. Very, very fantastic things. But now, when the thing is gone into the heart, to leave it is a real task, right? So iman, if it gets into the heart, then you can't give it up. So our problem is we haven't tasted iman. Really, really, you haven't tasted iman. But now you ask now, how do you taste iman? How do you get the taste of iman? Right? Open the package, and you will get the taste. You haven't opened the packet, and you said, I want to get the taste of iman. You're just looking at it from the outside. Choice is sorted, you're looking from the outside. Right? Fresh cream, you're looking from the outside. Right? You're tasting the bottle, you got anything. You have to open the thing, taste the thing, then you understand what it is. Got a donut, but just the package from the top, try to taste that thing. You may get a little bit of a smell, but nothing beyond that. A tasting of, you know, one of its kind, from the packaging you're trying to taste it. And you won't get anything out of it. You have to open the thing, taste, put in your mouth, taste the thing. Then, you'll jump with happiness. So the same with iman, you have to open the package of iman, and then taste the thing. Now when you taste iman, then you can't give it up. So now, the question is, how do you taste iman? That's the question. Then you live iman, you will die iman, you will stand up for iman, you will do everything for iman, every sacrifice, salati wa nusuki mahyaya wa mati lillahi rabbil alameen. How will that happen? So one thing the hadith says, sincerity. I like you only for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, purely, pure, absolutely pure love. See, normally our love is materialistic, right? Commercial, materialistic. Well, imagine now, I got an understanding with you, right? Why? Because of material reasons, right? Owning so much of shops, cars, whatever, I got a good understanding. Doing terrific business also, giving me the terms and doing very, very well. Very well. Now imagine that one day you turn totally insolvent, absolutely insolvent. Nothing, not 1 cent. Now, what percent of the friendship will remain? In people, general people, you know, say from 100 people, what percentage of that friendship will remain? 1%? 2%? Maybe 0.5% will remain. Otherwise, they're there for the money, for the good days, for the good time. They are there, like how you have a, you know, Western woman, right? They are there for the money. And the money is gone. No money, no honey. Kalas. Everything is gone. So the honey, everything is only for the money. Half of the money is gone, then you go, they're gone also. Kalas. So you like the person only for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. Like how you like our awliya, buzurganadi. Why you like them? Only for the sake. Not for any material gain. Number one. So one is that you begin to love only for Allah Ta'ala. No other reason, no ulterior motives. Absolutely only for Allah Ta'ala. Right. The second reason, the second thing that will bring this iman, you get the taste of iman. Then disbelief. In other words, anything that turns you away from Allah Ta'ala becomes so hateful. You detest it, you resent it. You become nauseated, you know, with anything that amounts to the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala, disbelief, right? You become so nauseated, it becomes like real. You know, like looking at haram now you become nauseated. Eating haram, you become bilious. I can't handle this thing here. Being in a haram association company, how you find a mall, right? Music is blasting, girls are undressed, not dressed right? Every type of vice is there. So you feel yourself like a fish out of water. How do you feel? What a bird in a cage, how does it feel? You feel like that, you actually feel, hey, I can't handle this. So when it's a wrong environment, anti-iman environment, then you feel nauseated, you feel bilious, you feel like throwing up. You can feel that hurt, that filth. For the sake of Allah Ta'ala now, you begin to resent it, and your resentment grows to that point where you actually feel nauseated. But that's now the point where you're going to get the taste of iman. Otherwise, you didn't get the taste of iman. So, you taste everything filthy, and you relate to the taste of filth. What you relate to, that filth. So, one person was on cigarettes, you see, so he left it. Ask him, by now that you left the cigarettes now, how do you feel? He says, now when I left it properly, now I can't stand the smell of cigarettes. The person is in namaz, and he smoked and he came, you know, I feel so terrible about it. I can't understand it. See? So the same now, when you begin to taste iman, and you left out everything that is anti-iman, you know, you feel so nauseated, like how you're going to be thrown, how you will resent and how you will dislike to be thrown into Jahannam, thrown into the fire. That's the extent of your aversion to wrong. You know, you're so averse to wrong, like how you are thrown to the fire. However, you feel nice. You feel so dreadful. Hey, I'm going to be thrown. So you feel so afraid. So to that extent, you must bring about your deeds, your commitment, your loyalty, your allegiance to Allah Ta'ala, that anything that works against His allegiance, you feel absolutely nauseated. I can't handle this. Going to an office now, all on mixed environment, right? Corporate, now they call it corporate environment. The trick of the shaitan today is must do the vice, but give it a beautiful name. What? Vice, do the vice, but just give it a beautiful name. So call it a corporate environment. Corporate environment. It's a zina environment. What corporate environment? Corporate environment is a zina environment. Ask anybody. People that are for women works. Women, you know, they must go and work and drive and all that, right? Ask those women to the heart of their heart. Ask them. In seclusion, total seclusion. Those women that are exposed to this, right? How many of them can say, from the time they came to around, say, grade 10 or 11, right? Till now, tell them, how many of them were not harassed, were not molested, didn't go through an experience? I'll tell you safely, I can tell you, at least 90% will say that at some point we were hurt, we were harassed, someone tried to molest us, someone tried some trick against us. Now, we do this for what? At the altar of progress. So, 100 of a woman must be sacrificed to get 10%. Right? 10% gain, but 100% you must lose out. I said, is it making sense, mathematical sense? 100 girls you sacrifice, and you got a return of 5% or 10% if you want. I say, is it making sense? Ask any woman, you know, in total confidence. And I tell you, I can tell you very in the house of Allah Ta'ala, that the child, that girl, she will not divulge the secrets to her own parents. Let me tell you. She will not divulge this to her own parents. As she will divulge it perhaps to her husband or someone else, she will not divulge. She can't. She's afraid, if I'm going to divulge this, perhaps they will take me out of school, out of my career, out of my profession. What's going to happen to me? I've already gone into this now. I'm already three-quarter way into it. Now, I will get stripped off this. What's going to happen? So she's not going to divulge. So I ask you, is that right? On the one side, you say you want to get the taste of iman, but then you don't want to leave the taste of that filth. That filth is in your mouth. You don't want to give up the taste, but you want to get the taste of iman. Is it going to happen? Is it going to happen? You got, for example, curd in your mouth, right? You got curd. Dahi. And you want to get the taste of coke. Can you get it? Imagine you got curd now, a mouthful of coke, of curd, or yogurt you took, right? You got it in your mouth, and over that curd that's in your mouth, you want to drink coke. Will you get the taste? No one will get it. You'll have to clean your mouth of that curd for you to get and enjoy the taste of coke. You have to clean your heart of all this dirt and filth for you to be able to enjoy the taste of iman. You know, you want to get the taste of iman. So this is how you're going to get it. So that iman now is secure, is guaranteed. There's no looking backwards. Iman is secure, is grounded, is rooted, and then you're not going to be looking backwards. But that happens when you give that level of commitment. You want to give a 20% commitment and you want to give 100%. I say, is the deal right? Are you dealing correctly with Allah Ta'ala? You want a 100% deal, then give that 100% commitment, you will get Allah Ta'ala will give you. Is there anybody more generous than Allah Ta'ala? Is there, He will give it to you, but you show your commitment and He will show you His reward. So turn your heart off this thing here. See, Hercules is the king, right? Roman Empire, superpower of the day. He studied everything. So you're going to bluff him. He's saying, كَذَلِكَ الْإِيمَانِ إِذَا خَالَتْ بَشَاشَتُ وَالْقَلْبِ. When that sweetness is permeated, then nothing will turn you away. You tasted it now, nothing, it doesn't make, nothing attracts you now. But get that sweetness of iman. So the one is you love only for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. And second, you hate anything that is anti-iman. Anything that is anti-iman, no, I can't see this thing yet. No matter what it is, which friend offers me to see, but I can't just see it. Number three, then the third thing that will bring your iman is then that love for Allah Ta'ala, the true love must be escalated to that point that you can't do without engaging yourself in the acts of love, right? You can't do without engaging in the acts of love. If you know, you're really in love, right? But you're not engaging in the act of love. What would you say? If you're really in love, then there's some, you have to show it to some action behavior that you're really interested. But no, you came into the bedroom, your wife, you looking one side, she looking one side, you're not interested in her, she's not interested in no act of love. Can you see the man is interested? Allah Pak forbid, Allah Pak must save us all, right? Lately, I won't say how long ago, but lately, there was a marital, we had to handle that case, right? So, that girl says, I'm not interested at all in that boy. Well, she's not diverse, she's not saying. Anyway, from the boy's side, now the father of the boys, you know, tell the girl, we'll give her the property of her choice, car of her choice, investments, whatever she wants, we'll give it to her. But just live with him and don't divulge his problems, his weaknesses. She said, no, hey, I don't want this thing here, man. For all the world, I don't want this person here. So, one woman, she called the girl, it's happened here, this recently it happened. So she called this girl on the side, said, but tell us what's going on now. It was that boy's family. So this elder woman, she called on the side. She gave her some itminan, don't worry. We'll look at you favorably. But tell us what's going on. Now she spilled the beans. He's got nothing to do with woman. He is a gay. He's absolutely gay. He's got absolutely no interest towards woman. I didn't get married for this person here. He's got absolutely no interest. What am I going to do with the wealth? You see, what am I going to do with that? So he lost the taste. Absolutely, he lost the taste. You see that? With a set taste of iman. So the man went so deep into wrong that the taste of right has lost. And this to save the man's reputation, he said, I'll give everything, but don't you just divulge the secret of my son. But now, how can she live? I ask you, a woman, normal, sane, absolutely normal she is, but how can she live in this type of a relationship? It's a mad, she'll go mad obviously. After a month, she kept it for 6 months. But I tell you, she carried on life for six, seven, more than ten months, she'll go mad. This man he's something else. He's not a human being, he's something else. So he lost the taste. So when he lost the taste, the filth becomes enjoyable. Someone asked, you know, amongst this corrupt people, right? They ask this corrupt question also. They ask you, in Jannah you will have a gay relationship. See, the minds are so pervert, upside down. So we have to answer them. With all the perversity, we still have to answer them. So we tell them, see, Jannah is a place of purity, absolute purity. So there won't be any filth. You know, you get a human, you get a section of the human race who thrives on filth, number one. Number two, they drink it. And they eat that thing as well. You get some people that. They feel comfortable when they have this. Now, this person, if he had to go to Jannah, he's asking for urine, he's asking for number two. You want to get Jannah is only a place for purity. So Allah Ta'ala will dry clean him out. Will clean him out, absolutely clean him out, flush him out of all that filth. And then he will get the true taste of Jannah. But he has to go in Jannah with all that filth. No, Jannah is not a place of filth. Not a place of filth and dirt. Either you cleanse yourself here, or you yourself cleanse that side. Otherwise, you get dispatched into Jahannam. One of the three choices. Get yourself cleansed here, or you get there. Otherwise, if you are so stuck into this, there's no way for you. أَحَاتَ بِي خَطِيَةُ أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ. There's no way. Your sin is so grievous, there's no way now for your forgiveness. You're so drowned. So, we're talking of Iman, you know. And how to enjoy the sweetness of Iman. So you love for Allah Ta'ala. You hate for Allah Ta'ala, right? Right. Number two, then you engage yourself in the actions of love. And promote the love. Love, right? But when you're loving now, then you'll engage, there'll be intimacy. When there's intimacy now, there's a child. Now, does the love remain the same or does it increase? Now the man says, amen, she gave me this child, you know, what a cute child, you know. And you know, what she went through for the child, 9 months of difficulty, and another 2 years of breastfeeding and bringing up the child, you know, whatever it is, but she gave me the child. So that love now, is it like the first day? Now it's promoted, you've gone to, from the grade 1 to grade 10, straightly escalated. Hasn't the love escalated? You think about that is provided you are normal. There are too many abnormal people today. Too many abnormal races, too much now. If you are normal, that love will escalate. What she did for me. And you just remembrance all the past favors and the good that she's given. So forget all the small musties that she make, and your love will just escalate like that. So Allah Ta'ala give us that sweetness of Iman. But I just showed you now, with the grace of Allah Ta'ala, how you will get to enjoy the sweetness of Iman. And when you got the sweetness of then, you don't want to look backwards. I don't say you won't make a mistake. You may make a mistake, you are human, right? But you won't be able to live with it. Like for example, you know, if some number two got into your clothing, can you live with it? Can you sleep with it? It's got here in your clothing here, in your face, on your lips and all that. Now number two, somehow it got. 1 hour, can you stay like that? You can't stay. So you will feel so nauseous. Hey, I must want to keep myself, go and have a bath, throw his clothes away. You do everything, right? You will clean yourself. You will feel so nauseated with that guna. If you want to clean yourself, then you'll have a peaceful sleep. Otherwise, you can't sleep. See? That's the sign of Iman. So Allah Ta'ala give us the taste of Iman. And I just showed, with the grace of Allah Ta'ala, what is the meaning of the taste of Iman. Yes.
اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله ولك الملك كله ولك الخلق كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم لك الحمد بما هديتنا ولك الحمد بما أكرمتنا ولك الحمد بما سترتنا ولك الحمد بالقرآن ولك الحمد بالأهل والمال ولك الحمد بالمعافاة ولك الحمد حتى ترضى ولك الحمد إذا رضيت يا أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين، يا راحم المساكين ويا ذا القوة المتين. ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم إن عذابها كان غراما. يا الله who most merciful Allah, most kind, most compassionate Allah, forgive our sins, O Allah. Forgive our major and minor sins, O Allah. Forgive the sins we've committed knowingly and unknowingly, the sins we remember and the sins we've forgotten about. Ya Allah, forgive every one of those sins, O Allah. Forgive the sins and wipe the effect of those sins out also, O Allah. O Allah, forgive the sins of our parents. Forgive the sins of our family members. Forgive the sins of our satidai kiram. Forgive the sins of our mashayikh, O Allah. Forgive all our sins, O Allah. During this Mubarak month of Ramadan, O Allah, let every one of our sins be forgiven, O Allah. O Allah, we are extending our hands before you. We are confessing of the gunas and sins we've committed. O Allah, there is no one to forgive those sins besides you, Ya Allah. O Allah, we are soaked in sins from head to toe. O Allah, soak us in your mercy. Soak us in your rahmat, O Allah. And wipe all these sins out, O Allah. O Allah, all those who have passed on, O Allah, forgive them also, O Allah. O Allah, those of our asatidha and our mashayikh, Ya Allah, and all those from whom we have gained some benefit, O Allah, grant him the highest of rewards, O Allah. Those who have passed on, O Allah, make them maghfirat, O Allah. Keep them happy in whatever state they are, O Allah. O Allah, and those who are still alive, O Allah, keep their shadow over us for a long time with afiyat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, put barakat in the lives of our asatidha kiram, our mashayikh, Ya Allah. Bless them with long lives with afiyat, Ya Allah. Keep their shadows over us for a long venti period, O Allah. O Allah, forgive all our sins and make this month be a month of forgiveness for us, O Allah. Ya Allah, let us be completely rid and void of all gunas and all sin, O Allah. O Allah, we ask you for true complete iman. Allahumma inna nas'aluka imanan da'ima wa hudan qayyima wa ilman nafi'a. O Allah, keep us on iman, Ya Allah. Let us pass away on iman, Ya Allah. Let us be resurrected with iman, Ya Allah. O Allah, keep us on iman always, O Allah. Ya Allah, when we have to leave this world, O Allah, let the day be Mubarak day. Let the condition be Mubarak, Ya Allah. Take us in a Mubarak way, in a Mubarak place, O Allah. Let our death be Mubarak. Let the stages after death be Mubarak, Ya Allah. Let everything be blessed, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let that day be the best day, Ya Allah. Let us be engaged in the best of deeds, Ya Allah. Let that moment be our best moment, Ya Allah, the moment when we meet you, Ya Allah. You are happy with us, O Allah, and we are happy with you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam be happy with us, Ya Allah. O Allah, give us a tawfiq to do such deeds, Ya Allah, through which you will be happy and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be happy, O Allah. O Allah, when we pass away, Ya Allah, save us from hisab, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from hisab and reckoning, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make the questioning of the grave easy, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us Jannatul Firdaus, Ya Allah. Save us and protect us from the fire of Jahannam, O Allah. O Allah, only you can save us, O Allah. Save us and protect us from the fire of Jahannam, Ya Allah. Save us from any type of punishment, Ya Allah. O Allah, we beg you, Ya Allah, accept our dua, Ya Allah. Accept our cry and call to you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept our call to you, Ya Allah. O Allah, grant us a life of sunnah, Ya Allah. Grant us a life of sunnah, Ya Allah. Let us fulfill every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah. Let us stand up for the sunnah and stand up for deen, Ya Allah. Let us take deen and the sunnah sensitive, Ya Allah. Let us take it as something close to our hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, fill our lives and our hearts, Ya Allah, with your love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah. Put in our hearts the love for the Quran Kareem, the love for the Hadith, Ya Allah. Everything linked to Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Grant us the true love, the true appreciation, Ya Allah. Accept us for the propagation of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's words, Ya Allah. For the khidmat of the Hadith Pak of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, grant us the true azmat and respect for everything of deen, O Allah. respect for you, respect for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, respect for the Quran al-Kareem, respect for Hadith, respect for the Masajid, respect for every aspect of Deen, Ya Allah. Fill our hearts with adab and respect, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us do such actions through which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be happy, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept us for the khidmat of Deen. Grant us the understanding of the Quran al-Kareem. Grant us the understanding of the Mubarak Ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, grant us understanding in Deen, Ya Allah. Fiqh fi Deen, Ya Allah. Let us do what's right and refrain from what's wrong, O Allah. Bless us with the true understanding of Deen, O Allah. Be happy with every one of us, O Allah. Bless us in this Mubarak month, Ya Allah. Bless us, bless our families, Ya Allah. Bless our near and dear ones, Ya Allah. Near and extended, Ya Allah. Bless every one of us, O Allah. O Allah, let us be a coolness to the eyes of our elders, Ya Allah. To the eyes of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Allah. Let them be happy with us, O Allah. And let our children be coolness to our eyes, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us pious children, Ya Allah, who will be the coolness of our eyes and the eyes of the elders, O Allah. O Allah, save us from every type of haram, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us leave out guna and sin, Ya Allah. Open sin and hidden sin, Ya Allah. Let us leave every type of guna, Ya Allah. Grant us the tawfiq to stay far away from sin and haram. O Allah, in this Mubarak month, Ya Allah, you have brought us in the company of your pious servants, O Allah. O Allah, let us take maximum benefits from this company, Ya Allah. Let us take maximum benefits from this Mubarak month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, let us use every second and every moment correctly, Ya Allah. Let us not waste our time, Ya Allah. O Allah, let us go when this month is over, O Allah. O Allah, let us gain much, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept our coming, Ya Allah. Accept our being here, Ya Allah. Grant us a tawfiq to engage in good and accept everything, Ya Allah, that we do, O Allah. O Allah, correct our akhlaq, Ya Allah. Purify our hearts and souls, O Allah. Grant us that akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us behave correctly, Ya Allah. Let us behave in a way that is pleasing to you and it is pleasing to the makhluq also, O Allah. That is pleasing to people, O Allah. O Allah, whoever we have hurt, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whatever we have said or done to anyone, to whoever, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, convert all those hurt into good, Ya Allah. Let it be a means of their elevation, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, don't let us be taken to task for these wrongs that we have done, O Allah. O Allah, O Allah, forgive us, O Allah. And Ya Allah, soften their hearts to forgive us also, O Allah. O Allah, help us in everything that we do, O Allah. O Allah, forgive us for whatever wrong we have done, O Allah. Grant us the best of this world, grant us the best of the Akhirat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the Muslim Ummah, Ya Allah, is suffering, Ya Allah, in different corners of the world, O Allah. O Allah, it is Mubarak month of Ramadan, O Allah. They are going through difficulty, Ya Allah. Help them, save them, guard them, protect them, O Allah. Relieve them of whatever difficulty they are going through, O Allah. O Allah, and for us we ask you, Ya Allah, grant us afiyat, Ya Allah. Grant us afiyat at all times, O Allah. Ya Allah, protect our deen, Ya Allah. Protect our izzat, Ya Allah. Protect the izzat of our families, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us afiyat, Ya Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyah. O Allah, we ask you for forgiveness and we ask you for afiyat, Ya Allah. Grant us good health, O Allah. Grant us good health, Ya Allah. Save us from all type of illnesses and diseases, Ya Allah. Save us from all type of difficulty, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whoever has asked us for dua, O Allah, and whoever has whatever desire in their hearts, Ya Allah, jais, desires, O Allah, fulfill those desires, O Allah. Fulfill their aspirations, O Allah. Grant them whatever they want, Ya Allah, whatever they are aspirous and whatever they wish for, O Allah. Fulfill those aspirations of theirs. O Allah, protect the masajid all over the world, Ya Allah. Protect the Haramain Sharifain, Ya Allah. Wherever deeni work is taking place, O Allah, Ya Allah, send your special protection over all of that, O Allah. O Allah, keep us on guidance, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, guide us all the time, Ya Allah. O Allah, today with your grace, only with your grace, Ya Allah, we're seeing some actions taking place. We are in the company of the pious, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we can see some outward conformity to deen in our lives, O Allah. Keep us on hidayat always, Ya Allah. Keep us on hidayat always, O Allah. O Allah, save us from slipping away, Ya Allah. Save us from misguidance, Ya Allah. At any point, Ya Allah, save us from misguidance, O Allah. Ya Allah, everything of ours, our thinking, our bodies are all in your control and in your hands, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you take full control and guide us correctly, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, hold us, Ya Allah. Take us, Ya Allah, and guide us correctly, Ya Allah. Always keep us in guidance, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, if we don't have your tawfiq, if we don't have your assistance, if we don't have your fazl, Ya Allah, if we don't have fazl-e ilahi, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we are nothing, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we'll be lost and misguided, O Allah. Guide us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with your special guidance at all times, Ya Allah. Till our dying moments, Ya Allah, bless us with your special guidance. O Allah, whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has asked for, whatever your pious servants have asked for, O Allah, grant it to us, O Allah. Whatever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and your pious servants has asked protection from, O Allah, protect us from all of that, O Allah. Accept our du'as, Ya Allah. Let this month be a month of change, Ya Allah. Let it be a change in our lives, Ya Allah. Let us be different people after this month, Ya Allah. Accept whatever we are doing, Ya Allah. And grant us a tawfiq to make qadr of every moment, O Allah. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب.